Welcome to Influencer Insights, episode 36. Wanting even more influencer podcast goodness and to connect with like-minded influencers? Join our Facebook community for daily tips on how to up-level your business and chat with myself and other listeners. All you gotta do is visit facebook.com/groups/theinfluencerpodcast to be a part of this wonderful community. Welcome to the Influencer Podcast. I'm your host, Julie Solomon, a marketing strategist, brand building expert, speaker, and New York Times bestselling publicist. This is where I take you behind the scenes with today's top influencers, industry insiders, and entrepreneurs as they share step-by-step strategies to help you turn your online dreams into a purposeful and profitable business. Now imagine for a moment that you work for a well-known lifestyle company. You're looking for an amazing influencer who aligns with your company's mission to help get the word out. You plan to pay this person for collaboration and, if things go well, continue that relationship. So you start scrolling through Instagram looking for that special someone. After all, Instagram is the best place to find influencers. But minutes turn into hours, hours turn into days, and you still haven't found a single profile that really feels right for your fabulous company and campaign, right? Why? Well, because there's an Instagram bio epidemic that happens more than most people realize. Let me break it down for you. Instagram bios that I typically see from influencers look a little something like this. Example one, new wife, mama to fur baby, lover of chocolate, Dallas girl, blogger at Southern Sass with Class and Sass, www.southernsasswithclassandsass.com. Or it's California girl, wanderluster, lover of travel and all things beauty, seeking beach vibes and beauty vibes. Or heaven forbid, it's completely blank. Now, if you're an influencer and you're listening today thinking, oh my gosh, my bio totally looks like this, do not fret. You are not alone, sister. My bio used to look like this too. But I am going to help you turn this so robotic bio into an actual elevator pitch that lands paying brand deals, right? I'm here to make you profitable. So let's get into it. First, let's break down what went wrong in those imaginary bios that I just mentioned for you. So first, they use a lot of vague adjectives that just fail to tell us much about what the influencer actually does. Maybe they have a blog, maybe they don't have a blog. You know, mama to fur babies, what kind of fur babies? Does that matter? Are they bloggers to fur babies? Maybe they're dog bloggers or maybe they're cat bloggers. It's really hard to say. Number two, they use precious character space to tell us random facts about themselves and what they like, which as a brand rep doesn't really help a brand that much. Things like wanderluster, seeking beauty and beach vibes. Unless you are a blogger that talks about beauty or talks about the beach, that's not really going to be beneficial to a brand. Or if you say lover of chocolate, well, unless you're a food blogger, a brand's not really going to care if you love chocolate. So brands want to know who you are as influencers, who your audience is, what you do, and why you're the best person to collaborate with. Number three, none of those examples that I gave you actually contain a call to action. If your bio sounds like that, well, sister, I'm not going to know if you're actually available for a brand collab or even how to get in touch with you. I think one example I gave left a website, but then do I have to go there and then search down a rabbit trail to try to find contact information for you? It's very, very vague. So think about it. If you were representing a reputable brand, would you care to learn more or contact any of those three imaginary influencers that I made up? From their bio? Probably not. Now, let's look at what you can do to create a bio that actually works for you. This is where your elevator pitch comes in. So a lot of people think of an elevator pitch as this verbal introduction, but really, it's your introduction into your business and into your business world. It can be written, it can be verbalized, it can be used in your Instagram bio, it can be used as your bio on your website, so on and so forth. It's really how you awaken that magic and draw people into your world. It lets people know what they can expect when they work with you. So writing an elevator pitch is actually really simple, and I base mine on this simple four-step equation. Now, I get more into this equation and really how to curate it very uniquely so it's uncopyable in my program, Pitch It Perfect. So if you want to know more of the ins and outs of how to really make this unique and stand out for you, you can definitely check out Pitch It Perfect at pitchitperfect.net and get more information about that. But first, here's the simple four-step equation to kind of give you a good gist of it. So, my friends, have you ever thought that you have done the hard part? You have started your business and you have taken that leap from belief into really stepping out and claiming a vision for yourself. But you know that if you want to make money doing what you love, you need other support. You need to grow. You need to scale. You need a marketing strategy. You need a lot of this stuff. Now, of course, I talk so much about these things, right? Like how to identify your target audience, where to find them, which marketing channels to focus on so you're really making the most out of your budget. And of course, how to use things like data to set goals. But there's another great podcast that I love out there that also talks about this stuff. And it's called This Is Small Business. This Is Small Business, an original podcast from Amazon, answers so many of these kinds of questions. Whether you're dreaming of starting your business or you're looking to take a part-time side hustle full-time, or maybe you're a few years in and you're ready to scale, This Is Small Business is going to give you the practical tips that you can start using today. And I know that if you love these topics on my podcast, you're going to love them on this one too. Make sure to follow This Is Small Business on Apple Podcasts or Spotify so you don't miss these fantastic episodes. And a big thanks to This Is Small Business for sponsoring the show. My friends, as creators, we work so hard creating our content. So we don't want to leave it up to things like an algorithm to determine how successful our online brands and businesses can be. And that is why I love Kajabi. Kajabi is the ultimate all-in-one platform that helps creators and entrepreneurs like myself build successful online businesses by unlocking predictable, recurring revenue. And I know they can help you too. No matter your niche, Kajabi makes it easy to turn your skills, your passions, your experiences into enriching offers like online courses, exclusive membership sites, subscription podcasts, communities, personalized coaching, and so much more. What I love about Kajabi is that not only does it make it super easy to use, but they don't take a cut of your revenue because everything is owned and controlled by you. You don't need a huge audience to make a sustainable income online. I talk about that all the time here on the podcast. There are thousands of creators on Kajabi making 6 and 7 figures without having hundreds of thousands of followers, and you can too. Right now, Kajabi is offering a free 30-day trial to start your business. Go to kajabi.com/influencer. That's kajabi.com/influencer. Go to kajabi.com/influencer and join the creators and entrepreneurs who have made over $7 billion. Who I am, what I offer, how it serves others, and why it matters. So let's break that down a little bit further. So who I am is basically going to be a clear description of exactly who you are as an influencer or a brand. This is where things like education, experience, inspiration, location, and background are highlighted. What I offer really tells the story of the solution you provide, specifically what the audience is getting from you. Now, we dive more into this again in Pitch It Perfect, so if you need a little bit of help kind of figuring out that solution, definitely check that out. But that's where the what I offer comes into place. How it serves others is really how you solve the brand's problem or your audience's problem. The only way you will ever be an effective influencer is if you, in fact, influence people to make a change. The best way to do this is to be their solution provider. Why it's important is basically, well, what's in it for them? What does your audience get from engaging with you? Why is it important for the brand to work with you? This is where that comes in. So to give you an example of what this looks like, let's take my Instagram bio, which reads, host of the top charting The Influencer Podcast, wife, mom, and CEO, helping you grow a wildly successful business and brand. Feel stuck? I can help. Click here. This tells you who I am. I'm the host of the Influencer Podcast, as well as a wife, mom, and CEO. What I offer, tips and strategies to help you grow a business and brand. How it serves others, well, it helps people get unstuck and level up. And why it's important, it helps you grow your business and brand. So this translates to, I'm a podcast host and CEO who helps influencers and entrepreneurs grow successful brands and businesses. It's direct, and it takes me less than 7 seconds to say it out loud. So keep in mind that your elevator pitch can and will change as you grow, so don't be afraid to change it up. I do this frequently throughout the year, depending on what I may be promoting at the time. For example, if you're listening to this episode months after it aired, chances are my bio might have changed a little, but the rules stay the same. So again, if you feel a little lost here, if you start to feel a little bit scared and resistant to an elevator pitch, I highly recommend you signing up for Pitch It Perfect so I can walk you through this a little bit more intimately. You can also download the 4-step elevator pitch equation that I shared with you today by going to juliesolomon.net/II36. Using this equation will help you streamline your bio, master your pitch more effectively, and really stand out to brands. Again, that link to download is juliesolomon.net/II36. So whatever you do today, promise me that you will just start taking action, because a year from now, you are going to wish that you started changing that bio today. So if you want to dive deeper into your elevator pitch and how to land deals with it, again, you can check out Pitch It Perfect at pitchitperfect.net. I designed this program to teach you everything you need to know to pitch like a pro and to land high-paying brand collaborations. Plus, Pitch It Perfect is going to be launching here in just a few new weeks with all new bonuses and a lot more new content and templates that you will not want to miss. We look at the elevator pitch in a way that's more streamlined for both writing and in-person networking events so that you impress people on the spot during that conversation. So you don't want to miss it. Before you go, remember to screenshot this episode and share it with me over on Instagram by tagging me at Jules Solomon and hashtagging the Influencer Podcast. I always love to see who's listening alongside me.
Are you ready to create your own industry-leading influence? For show notes, downloads, and action-based tips, head to www.theinfluencerpodcast.com, where you can find out more about this week's episode, guest, and our host, Julie Solomon. If you enjoyed this week's episode, please take a minute to go to iTunes and leave a review so we can help other influencers like yourself build their own successful business.
When I say the words online business, what do you think of? Do you think of working when you want, from where you want, being your own boss, controlling your income, turning your passion into your profession? Well, when I hear the words online business, I can't help but to think of my dear friend, Amy Porterfield, and her incredible podcast, Online Marketing Made Easy. For 15 years, my friend Amy has taught dreamers, entrepreneurs, and online business owners like yourself how to start and scale an online business by authentically sharing what she's done in each stage of her $100 million business. Yes, 100 million. I mean, this girl literally wrote a New York Times bestselling book on how to leave your 9-to-5 job and start your online business from scratch. Twice a week, Amy will grace your headphones with actionable, inspirational episodes to help you get started, earn more, and serve more with an online business, even if you're starting from nada, zero. From simple strategies to grow your audience, to navigating self-doubt, and everything else that you need to growing an online business, nothing is off limits with Amy. That is what I love about her. She is no gatekeeper. So if you love the sound of being your own boss, controlling your income, and serving generously from an online business of your very own, then go subscribe to Online Marketing Made Easy right now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or whatever platform you love listening to. Let her know that I sent you.